Modafinil cost. How to get real modafinil 89% cheaper. Interested in buying modafinil, but turned off at the $1,400 monthly cost? Here's how to get real modafinil 89% cheaper. What many people don't know is that modafinil is no longer made by one company. All pharmaceutical drugs are given a 20-year reign once a legal patent has been approved. After that, anybody can apply to make generic copies of the drug. This is what has happened to modafinil. There are now a few different companies making identical products that cost only 10% of what the brand name manufacturer is charging. Whether you're looking to buy modafinil for study or work, or you have a valid prescription for something like narcolepsy, you're going to want to know where to buy real, high-quality modafinil at a fraction of the cost. How much does modafinil cost at a pharmacy? The cost of modafinil can vary quite a bit. Brand name products like Previgil or Nuvigil can cost anywhere between $53 and $78 per 200 milligram tablet at your local pharmacy. In 1 month, the cost of Previgil or Nuvigil ranges from $1,166 to $1,613. Over the course of a year, the cost goes up to around $13,992 to $19,356. That's a lot of money for a pill that costs less than a dollar to make. Fortunately, there are ways to get this cost down to $255 per year for the same 200 milligram dose. Where to buy modafinil cheaper? Patent laws only protect drug manufacturers for 20 years. At this point, other companies can step in to produce generic, non-brand name versions of the drug. Unfortunately, most pharmacies don't sell these generic versions. Instead, they tend to stock the more expensive brand name options. You can find generic options online at places like Modafinil XL for a fraction of the price. This means that the generic modafinil products have the same quality as expensive brand name options, but can save you thousands of dollars per year. What is modafinil used for? Modafinil is a popular medication used by millions of people around the world every day. It's most popular among students and entrepreneurs with heavy workloads and impending deadlines. It's prescribed for conditions like narcolepsy, and in some countries, for ADD or ADHD. Modafinil's ability to initiate a state of mental alertness makes it useful for boosting productivity and work efficiency. It can essentially turn a 6-hour workday into a 15-hour non-stop session. Most people take the medication a few times per week to get through heavy course loads at school or to finish tough projects or presentations for work. Others save the drug for days where they need an extra kick to get through a particularly tough project. Modafinil is also used for staying focused on tedious and time-consuming tasks. Coders, writers, and researchers can all benefit from using modafinil as a tool to boost their workflow. Modafinil price comparison. In the world of modafinil, it's not uncommon to see price variations of $50 from one pill to the next. Generic medications cost between 80 cents and $2.80 for a 200 milligram tablet. For the same 200 milligram tablet of Previgil, the cost can range from $53 to $78 per pill. That's about 80 times the cost of generic versions of the drug. Our modafinil products are very similar. Generic versions cost between 90 cents and $2.95 per 150 milligram tablet. The same tablets sold under the brand name Nuvigil cost $25 each. Why the cost of modafinil varies so much? There are a lot of factors that go into the pricing of medications. The initial cost paid by pharmaceutical companies to develop medications is massive. First, you need a lab and a team of researchers to identify the compound. Then, you need to test it in petri dishes to see how or if it does what you were looking for. At this point, you need to prove it's safe and effective through animal testing. Then, move it up to a much more expensive series of clinical trials in humans. Only then can you apply for patents and approval so you can sell the medication to those that need it. This process usually costs a few $100 million to complete. Patent protection lasts 20 years. If patents were secured, the pharmaceutical company that created the drug has complete ownership over the compound for the next 20 years. this protects them from other companies from replicating their product and creating a profit for themselves without spending the resources to develop a new drug. How drugs get their prices. These drug companies will price the drug with all of this taken into account so that they can earn a profit on the medication. They consider things like how many people are candidates for the drug. In the case of modafinil, it's just people with narcolepsy. They need to sell enough medication at the right price to these people within 20 years to make a good profit on their hard work. If there are only 100,000 people with the condition the drug aims to treat, they need to price the drug much higher to make any money from it. Let's say that, instead, there are a few hundred million potential patients. The drug can now be sold at a significantly cheaper rate, and the profit can still be made back to pay for the development. In the case of modafinil, Cephalon Inc. decided that the right price was $51 each for 15 tablets, or $35 each for 30 tablets. Only later on did they come out with Nuvigil, which is an armodafinil product. It goes for around $25 per tablet. When patents expire, drugs become cheaper. As soon as the patent expired 20 years after it was filed, third-party companies can apply to manufacture generic versions of the drug. Companies that wish to manufacture a generic version of the drug need to apply for something called an abbreviated new drug application, ANDA. For this to be approved, the generic medication needs to have the same active ingredients and dose as the original drug. Otherwise, they need to conduct their own clinical trials to prove the effectiveness and safety of the new dose or compound. This is instead referred to as a new drug application, NDA. Introducing HAB Pharmaceuticals and Sun Pharmaceuticals, generic drug manufacturers. There were a handful of pharmaceutical and chemical companies that stepped up with an application to produce modafinil, starting with a company called Mylan. The two most common generic modafinil and armodafinil manufacturers are HAB Pharmaceuticals and Sun Pharmaceuticals. HAB Pharmaceuticals. HAB Pharmaceuticals is based out of India. They manufacture a wide range of drugs, as well as some nutritional supplements. They also do contract manufacturing for a wide range of industries. They produce two generic versions of modafinil, Modvigil and Modawake. They also make two generic versions of armodafinil, Artvigil and R-Modawake. Most of the online vendors selling modafinil only sell Modvigil and Artvigil rather than the Modawake lineup. HAB Pharmaceuticals has an excellent track record in the industry and abide by the strict manufacturing legislation put in place by various governmental regulators. They produce high-quality generic modafinil products at a low price. Sun Pharmaceuticals. Sun Pharmaceuticals is another Indian pharmaceutical company, though much larger than HAB Pharma. They're based primarily out of India, but have an international sales reach. Sun Pharma produces a range of medications in the fields of cardiology, psychiatry, neurology, and gastroenterology. They also produce some generic medications, like modafinil. Sun Pharmaceuticals call their generic modafinil by the name of Modalert and Wakelert. As a large, publicly traded multinational organization, Sun Pharmaceuticals has access to the best scientists and lab techs in the industry. They're well known in the pharmaceutical space for producing high-quality medications. Their modafinil is on par with the brand-name versions currently available, but costs just a small fraction of the brand-name price. Other generic versions of modafinil. The list of generic modafinil options grows each year. The fact of the matter is that all of these products are going to be pretty much the same. The only difference is going to be the cost and some of the fillers and binding agents used during the manufacturing process. Other generic versions of modafinil include Alertec, Alertex, Carum, Mentix, Modapro, Modasomal, Modiodal, Provake, Rizotal, Stavigil, Vigia, Vigisir, Vigil, Xalex. Brand names are always more expensive than generic medications. Even though the patents have since expired on modafinil, and there are now high-quality generic versions for sale online, the brand-name versions of the drug are still sold at incredibly high prices. How can this be? Why didn't they reduce their price? The fact of the matter is that brand-name products are always more expensive, even if they contain the same ingredients or involve the same quality. you're paying more for the name than you are the product. Take clothing as an example. You can buy a shirt from a brand name company like Gucci for around $130. That same shirt, without the small piece of branding on the front, would cost something closer to $20. These two shirts could have even been made in the same factory. The reason the Gucci version is so much more expensive is simply that it has the brand name on it, and people are willing to pay that much for it. As soon as people decide the brand name isn't worth that much, the price will drop. The same goes for modafinil. Most pharmacies sell the brand name version because it's the most well-known. Even though you can get a month's supply of generic version for the same cost as a single dose with a brand name product. The quality of generic modafinil. In most cases, when something costs 10% of the price, it's usually much lower in quality. When it comes to modafinil, produced by both Hab Pharma and Sun Pharma, this simply isn't the case. Both of these companies provide excellent quality modafinil. Usually, the manufacturers will provide an analysis of the product with each batch. If the analysis doesn't show the high quality they're expecting, they return it immediately.